On Wisteria Lane, I met Lou Dickman.
This is the 100th podcast, Lou. The 100th podcast. And 100th podcast, sir. Identify yourself and talk to Lou.
It's James Longstreet.
James Longstreet. Why not?
That's the God's honest truth. I'll tell you what.
No, I believe you.
Yeah, talk to Lou.
Yeah, and what about today, man?
Today, that first quarter was just ridiculous.
It's
28-2. It's completely. We had a special teams touchdown, a defensive touchdown, an offensive touchdown, two offensive touchdowns.
A Brian Urlacher touchdown,
no less. And a safety, a blocked punt for a touchdown.
And the safety was given to them. All right. But thanks for coming out, guys. I mean, seriously, you ready?
Is this a Lou Dickman tribute?
This is a Lou Dickman tribute. Okay. You can roast him.
Okay. Lou Dickman?
Yes.
Special kind of guy. Really special. I think he has command of the game that he's playing here today. It's like right down to the kind of sociological details, every kind of isomorphism, coercive, normative, mimetic, and his command of quantum entanglement, exquisite. Hey, Lou, round of Malord on me for the house, okay?
Oh! Did I get called out? What happened? Did I miss fun? How did I miss fun? Hey, what are you doing going for the door? Pay your tab. Go there.
Thank you.
What's going on? Come here,
perfect.
Stop
him. Perfect. 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 Lou Dickman Weekly, 100th podcast. What do you got to say, my friend?
I say God bless you. Good luck to everybody, man.
All right. Lou Dickman is the man.
Lou Dickman is the man. Go Bears. Yes, sir.
Tell me the first time you were served a beer by Lou Dickman.
It has been an honor and pleasure ever since for the last, I don't know, like 10 years.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Lou Dickman Weekly is on the air.
Hey, Lou Dick, what's up, brother? Oh, you gave me a pinky thing.
Well, I had
I thought you were a big guy.
I have my my drink here. I don't want to spill it.
Well, so, I think the Bears are going to kick some ass today.
All right.
Which they are.
Yeah, right.
And let's go for Pittsburgh tonight to beat the Giants.
And this is a greeting.
And you can tell that to Paulie.
And this is a greeting from?
Mr. Paris.
All right.
You got it.
You got it.
Kamesh, how are we doing over there?
We're doing fine, Lou. I'm just, anybody who wants to be on this podcast will be on this podcast. Weekly, we have a real Lou coming in. Tell us, what's your...
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I got a mouthful of Italian sausage.
That's right. That's from the table of meat.
From the table of meat and tamales. Oh, man. What a game. Unbelievable.
Yes.
You know, I want to say it's a blowout. I want to say that. I don't want to jinx them. I'm superstitious, but come on. Really.
When's the first time Lou Dickman served you a beer?
Well, I'm going on 12 years here now.
You're the man.
I've been, at least for every Super Bowl in the early years, I've been coming for every Super Bowl of the Mutiny, but within the last 5 or 6 years here, I haven't missed an afternoon game. It's been unbelievable. Great crowd. And, you know.
Cheers to you.
Salud.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. Come on, everybody. Who wants to talk to Lou Dickman?
Hi, Lou Dickman.
Hello.
Yes, and we have a new Lou Dickman fan in development here.
Nice, yes.
Oh, that would be me?
Francis. Okay. Francis is a big Dickman fan.
Vaughn.
I momentarily confuse you. I don't like it. I go by the old rule, unless you're participating in the actual birth, you don't mention the pregnancy. That's the only way you can mention.
She hasn't missed a game. She's about ready to pop. Her baby's due on Monday, next Monday.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is a good thing to do. They don't smoke here anymore, man. This is good.
Congratulations.
I am so glad that you. Cheers. Cheers. You have anything to add? Good luck to you.
Go Bears.
All right. All right. We're not going to wrap this without talking to Bridget.
What?
Lou Dickman Weekly's 100th podcast.
Yes.
What do you have to say on this momentous occasion?
Jay Cutler's a boss.
All right. And is and Jay quote, Cutler better than Lou Dickman?
Yes, he is.
When it comes to being sacked?
No.
You don't know how to answer that question, so we'll move on, but thank you for being...
Can you please go to my sister and see...
I definitely will. I will not turn this off until everybody who wants to be on this podcast is on this podcast.
Yes, thank you, sir.
So, Guido, we are going to you for the official Lou Dickman Proclamation. What do you have to say?
I have to say, for posterity, we are witnessing the 100th podcast on the same day of the Bears game that we all remember hundreds of years from now, when this defense was electric. We will remember this day for one of several different reasons. The commish and his fantastically successful directorial career, Lou Dickman's 100th podcast, and a terrifying electricity of Peanut Tillman. Every time he's near the ball, it comes loose.
Wow.
Lou Dickman's 100th brought us that, ladies and gentlemen.
You are the man, G. You are the man.
Go ahead.
Tell me
I'm
what
very
you think.
Excited. Yes. Very excited for these Bears. They
we
look
remember.
Fantastic. Our defense looks good. I love spending all this time with you over all the years of the podcast.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. When's the first time Lou served you a beer?
Actually, I think it would be about 7 years.
Yeah, you were 16, I remember.
16, you were going on a fake ID?
I just got here from Thailand.
Gary! Lou Dickman Weekly's 100th podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Come on, tell me what you're thinking, man.
I'm thinking the Bears are going to win this game.
Well, I think they are, too.
Just maybe.
Because Scruffy wore his bear harness today.
That's right.
And he wears it each and every Sunday, is that correct?
Yeah, he's got a roof for the Bears.
All right. And you're feeling better and the world's feeling better.
Yes, we are.
All right. Cheers to you, brother. All right. Tell me something. What is exciting about being on the 100th podcast of Lou Dickman Weekly, Mascus, from Allentown?
Moving on. I mean, I'm actually going to be my Pawn Star show to be on the 100th podcast. This is enlightening.
It is lightning. Tell us, where did you meet Lou Dickman, the legendary Lou Dickman?
I met him in a bar in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and... Lou Dickman's first words were, show me your nuts. He threw his hands up and fell off his bar stool.
How did he happen to be in Allentown?
That's a question I'm not even sure he knows. He was staying with a mutual friend and living off the side of the land, as it were.
Well, tell me your best Lou Dickman story.
This is an easy one. His roommate, Alkali, was having a party for the Giants-Cowboys game. There was a balloon out front, or a large balloon you could actually ride in, and the local high school band was marching down Linden Street, where he lived. And Lou was, I think, ingesting some vegetables of some type, and got up and joined the band and walked with them. We had been drinking that day.
Lou, is there anything, Mascus, that you'd like to say to Lou Dickman on the momentous occasion of his 100th podcast?
Live long and prosper.
Lou? Lou? We come to the end of this 100th podcast.
Oh, Christ's sake.
And we have not talked to Lou Dickman Weekly yet. I'm going to give you your pick of the week, Lou.
Go, Lou.
Pick of the week. Put it on me, Commish.
Philadelphia versus what's the Monday night game?
Whoever plays against Philadelphia. I don't care. Whoever plays against Philadelphia.
All right.
Win, win, win.
All right.
Go, Pittsburgh.
Lou, you have anything to say on this momentous occasion?
Chicago Cardinals.
My question of the week, Lou.
All right.
What do you have to say about a couple of douchebags doing 100 podcasts?
You know, it keeps them off the street.
Give us that catchphrase, Alex. This has been a beautiful day so far, and you've just made it better. Lou, give us that catchphrase.
We need more faith-based groups to sponsor Lou Dickman Weekly. Over and out. Have an outstanding Sunday.
Go, Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to the next 100 episodes of Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Century of Distinction. When you need 100 things, see Lou at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell them Lou's got 100 for you!